Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne. It's Bullseye. Time now for The Song That Changed My Life, where we talk with some of our favorite artists about the music that made them who they are. This next one, I know I am very excited about. He's an important artist from my own youth. He is a hero to all of us native to the San Francisco Bay Area. He was a favorite of my best friend Pete's dad, Mark. I'm talking, of course, that last clue probably gave it away, about Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis, and specifically his 1983 album, Sports, helped define pop music in the 1980s. Defining pop music wasn't the goal, though. When Huey Lewis came home from a stint playing pub rock in England in the 70s, he just wanted to start a local R&B group with his pals, a party band. And for 40 years, that's what Huey Lewis and the News have been, close to the apotheosis of something for everyone, good time music. Whether they're playing in stadiums with six-figure crowds or sweaty rock clubs or state fairs. But a couple years ago, Huey Lewis's life changed dramatically. He'd only been able to hear in one ear for quite some time, but one day, backstage at a show, he realized that all he could hear was crazy noise, like a construction site that never quit. He found out he had something called Meniere's disease, an untreatable disorder of the inner ear. In the years since, it has ebbed and flowed, but he's been kept off the road for quite some time, hoping for treatment that will help him sing on stage again. But is this the end of Huey Lewis? No way. The News have a new record. In a nod to their 1983 classic Sports, it's called Weather. Lady, I can't sleep. I'm so nervous I can't keep the beat. Drifting and drifting like a ship at sea. Her love is killing me. Burning hot. When we heard about the new album, we invited Huey to come back on the show and tell us about the song that changed his life. His answer takes us way back to his childhood, growing up in Northern California. And the song is Count Basie and Joe Williams' All Right, Okay, You Win. Here's Huey Lewis.
Hi, everyone. I'm Huey Lewis, and this is the song that changed my life. First time I heard the song, It's All Right, Okay, You Win, was with my dad at the Monterey Jazz Festival. I think it was probably 1962. I was 12 years old, so I was already playing the harmonica a little bit. You know, just barely. And I was listening to my dad's jazz collection. So my dad always liked big band jazz, but he never liked the singers. So he would just play the big band jazz instrumental stuff, Benny Goodman and Jimmy Lunsford and stuff like that. Well, when I went to see this concert, Count Basie was playing, and my dad was super excited about that. So he said, look, you're going to see the great Count Basie. So we saw Count Basie, and then they brought out Joe Williams and sang All Right, Okay, You Win. And that's the first time I'd seen a singer, you know, with a big band live like that. And he was amazing. I didn't know I could sing. I never even thought I could sing. I didn't even thought about singing until I saw Joe Williams with the Basie Band. All that I am asking, all I want from you, just love me like I love you, and it won't be hard to do. I had been to a few other jazz concerts, Jazz at Philharmonic at the Oakland Coliseum. When my dad first mentioned that we were going to go to the Monterey Jazz Festival, frankly, I wasn't all that excited. I mean, my dad was very excited about it, but I had just heard this music and I had no idea what it was going to look like, or I didn't know really what to expect. And it was a long trip down there, and you know, it was kind of something I did for my dad, to be honest, initially. The Monterey Jazz Festival was an unbelievable festival in that it was really an important jazz festival. And it's the first time I'd seen any of this jazz music live. I'd heard it in my dad's, you know, at home a lot, but when I saw it live, it was just amazing to me. Basie's band was all in maroon suits. And then Big Joe Williams comes out in a black suit, just dressed to the teeth with rings and his jewelry going and singing and his hair perfect. And I mean, he was so handsome and his voice was so beautiful. I was just knocked out. I was just knocked out. I thought to myself, that's what I want to do.
You win, baby, what can I do? I'll do anything you say.
And listen how he swings the lyric. It's so good.
Well, all right, okay, you win, I'm in love with you, well, all right.
His time is just impeccable. It's a blues tune, really, at its core, and it was kind of an eye into rock and roll, if you will. It's kind of a bridge to rock and roll, and that's interesting when you think about Basie, because Count Basie was, you know, one of the great band leaders, and he came out of Kansas City, and they were the big noise out of Kansas City, and everybody knew they just played faster and swung harder than anybody else on the planet. Especially this song, if you think of it, the intro is actually a guitar riff. But listen, that's almost a guitar riff. And that's a lot of what Basie did. They would orchestrate these otherwise country blues tunes and orchestrate them for big band for 18 pieces and play them at breakneck speeds, and they would just swing so hard you couldn't help but tap your feet.
All right. Okay. You win. Baby, what can I do?
The thing that sets Joe Williams apart, first of all, he's got a gorgeous voice. He's a gorgeous baritone. But he swings so hard again. It's the rhythm. It's the time. It's just the pocket that he sings. He puts that lyric in, just pushes the rhythm of the song as well. I mean, the whole thing is like one big rocket ship ride, you know. And, I mean, that's dance music. In those days, that was dance music, you know. You just couldn't sit still.
Okay. You win. I'm in love with you.
See how he's kind of just in back of the beat a little bit? In a wonderful way. And that was always great. Never rush. Always stay back.
Anything you say, I'll do.
Dig that? Anything you say, I'll do. So good.
First thing in the morning, you got to wake me with a kiss.
This led me to blues. And I started listening to Little Walter, Ray Charles, Sonny Boy Williamson, because I'm a harmonica player. And I became a kind of a blues snob, but this was the first thing that turned me on to all that. I hadn't listened to the song for a long time until I thought of it. You said, what's the song that changed your life? I could have actually picked a few, but this is the first one. The first spark that I had that I wanted to be a singer was Joe Williams and the Basie Band.
Okay.
After the concert, on the way home, first of all, I was instantly a Joe Williams fan. And I remember my dad said, how'd you like Count Basie? I said, how about that Joe Williams?
Baby, let me take your hand. All right. Okay. You win.
Ends on the five chord. It's kind of cool. Really cool. What a great record.
Huey Lewis on the song that changed his life, All Right, Okay, You Win, by Count Basie and Joe Williams. Huey Lewis and the News' new album, Weather, drops on Valentine's Day this year. Let's hear another track off of it. This one's called While We're Young.
Now here we are, getting old.
That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is produced at MaximumFun.org World Headquarters, overlooking MacArthur Park in beautiful Los Angeles, California, where some local teens were spotted by my colleague Daniel playing on the barge that's in the lake. I'm told, says here on this paper, folks around the office are calling them the Barge Boys. The show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our producer is Kevin Ferguson. Jesus Ambrosio is our associate producer. We got help from Casey O'Brien. Our production fellows are Jordan Cowling and Kristen Bennett. Welcome to Kristen. Great to have her here in the office. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. He makes all those beats for the show. And if you go over to Bandcamp, you can find a compilation he made of music from Bullseye that you can buy on a pay-what-you-will basis, and you can listen to it while you're studying or whatever. Freestyling, whatever you want. Our theme song is by The Go Team. Our thanks to The Go Team and to their label Memphis Industries for letting us use it. And one last thing, there are decades of interviews in the annals of Bullseye and its predecessor, The Sound of Young America. They're all on our website, MaximumFun.org. We have a whole interview with Huey Lewis, and it is a great interview. He talks about stowing away on an airplane to Europe, which apparently was something you could do in the 70s. He has an incredible history, Huey Lewis, very important in the pub rock movement, in addition to being one of the defining stars of 1980s pop. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Just search for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. Keep up with the show there. And I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.